Power on. Bluetooth mode. FM mode. Auxiliary mode.
Hope with this I'm keeping secrets in my head. Or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
Yes, we are in auxiliary mode here, boys and girls, as it's Wednesday, over the hump day. I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, on this version of Butch on Sports. We'll try to give you some sports news that you can't get enough of, and then some. So, hey, you know, we do what we can. We definitely will. First of all, let me say this. Congratulations to the Houston Astros and, yes, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I can't get the Devil Rays out of my system, although they only want to be called the Rays now. Tampa Bay beating up on the Toronto Blue Jays and also Houston beating up on Minnesota. Minnesota, boy, 17 games in a row lost. Whoa, boy, that's bad. They will move on to the bubble in Major League Baseball playoff ramifications there. Also winning so far since I'm doing the show tonight and early, around about 7:45, Miami, Oakland, and Atlanta. Right now, St. Louis is beating up on San Diego, 6-3. That's in the seventh inning here, so. If we get any more, we'll give it to you. And by the way, tonight, yes, it is. By the way, tonight, you know it. The LA Lakers will take on the Miami Heat in the bubble tonight in the NBA Finals. That starts off tonight here. And if you're like me, you'll kind of surf the net here and you'll watch some wrestling. Yes, AEW. They had a very good write up on them. They're almost a year old. With their doing a AEW Dynamite, okay, on TNT. Getting huge reviews about the show after 1 year, almost 1 year of being in existence on the television. They've been around more than a year, a little bit more than a year now, but on television, their numbers are very, very good indeed there. Also, congratulations to East Lansing, a 21-6 football victory over a number 3 division champion River Rouge Panthers. I know River Rouge is not going to like me giving this information out, but hey, that was the big news on the MHSAA Network radio show, weekly radio show that they had. And I listened to all of it, and hey, what can I say? Also, the MHSAA gave some attaboys or game balls out to Riverview, Salvador De La Torres, and also Charlevoix volleyball setter Zoe Broughton. They got a lot of recognition in what they're doing. And hip hip hooray for Mr. De La Torres of Riverview there, which I work for that district. I don't know. I had nothing to do with the voting, boys and girls, but whatever he got is very much so deserving indeed. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions right now. Detroit Lions kicker Matt Prater was successful in all 4 of his field goals in week 3. He connecting from 37, 24, 35, and 39 yards. He scored the last 6 points of the game from either team, tying up the game with over 6 minutes remaining in the game, then winning the game as time expired. The Lions win their first game over, yes, Arizona, which was a big surprise for a lot of people out there, but hey, what can I say? A win's a win. Hopefully they can keep that winning streak going as they will be playing the New Orleans Saints, who were kind of burning, heartburn or something there. Because they'll be coming in there mad as I don't know what here. So the Lions better be ready, be set, and be playing some ball. Jeff Okuda was in the lineup this past Sunday, did very well, interception, and also some great plays as he was kind of paired up with DeAndre Hopkins, their leading receiver. Did very well on him indeed, especially when playing man-to-man, which we've been missing in Detroit. Makes things a lot better. And also, need I say more, on the for the kicker of the Detroit Lions. Currently, Jack Fox is leading the NFL in averaging punting yards. His average is 53.1 yards. His net punting is 51.1 yards. So that's very good work with the special teams on punting. His hang time is 4.78 seconds. That ball is high, and they got to wait for it until soon they take the ball to get hit in the mouth. I like that. That's going to make the Lions pretty doggone special, especially with New Orleans, their particular team, special teams I'm talking about there. So, needless I say more, Lions and New Orleans at Ford Field this Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Tennessee Titans had 8 positive COVID testing of COVID-19, including 3 members of 3 players, I should say, and there's also 5 personnel members. The NFL said the statement as a result that the Titans and Minnesota Vikings, who will play the Titans on this Sunday, well, they had suspended all activities. Now, the Yahoo Sports reporter Charles Robinson reported that the Titans and the Vikings started sending people home from their facilities early Tuesday morning, instructed not to to leave the building or arrive in the building for a drive-up COVID-19 testing. Then they returned them all home. That's going to be a shame there. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Titans, which is supposed to be taking place on this Sunday, originally scheduled for 1 o'clock, that game is going to be rescheduled, allowing time for further daily COVID-19 testing and also to ensure the health and safety of the players, coaches, game day personnel. Any details of the game time and the date will be given either next Monday or Tuesday and maybe possibly announced a lot sooner if it's possible, okay? That's a bad deal here. So, man, you know, NFL news, 5 of those 281 touchdowns belong to Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers, who averages 40.7 points a game. That establishes the NFL's most prolific offense in 3 weeks at this time. The other 5 teams that average at least 30 points or more is Seattle Seahawks with 37.0, Buffalo 31.0, Baltimore 30.3, Kansas City 30.3, and Atlanta Falcons 30.0, and they have lost all 3 games. What a shame. That defense is obvious, is not showing up for that particular team, which is the Atlanta Falcons. I know I had a long argument with one of my co-hosts blaming Matt Ryan got to do this, Matt Ryan got to do that. Matt Ryan ain't got to do nothing but show up and do his job and get and try to maybe influence the defense to work a little harder. That's a damn shame right there. Matthew Boyd, last pitch, was an 81.4 mile per hour changeup to get out the Kansas City Royal outfielder Edward Olivares to fly out in foul territory to complete a scoreless sixth inning and cap his season of 2020 with a three-run performance. Of course, this season has not been right for Matthew Boyd ever since they named him the main starter. I will never understand why people would do that. He's the big bad boogie bear. But he didn't prove it this year because his 6.71 ERA stinked across the whole heavens there and beyond. 12 starts. He led the Major League Baseball with 45 earned runs and 15 home runs off of him. Now, I know he got major opportunities for growth because the Tigers are in that particular position to get that done. And they got defensive players and they got some offense. I'm talking about Detroit Tigers, that is. And some of their better players, I will say, is still down in Toledo. And those players will probably get a huge opportunity this year to spell some veterans. So it's going to be some growth pain, maybe a little bit more, but hopefully by the time people get targeted and play together and work together and know that one mission that they have to accomplish is win baseball, and especially win baseball in their home park. Matthew Boyd. Well, you know, everything's not all in all dreary for the Detroit Tigers there, per se. They still got to find a permanent manager. It's Lloyd McClendon, I should say. Did the job for Gardy as he removed himself from the chopping block there. And I said that, you know, prematurely, like 2 weeks ago when this happened, but that's just how I feel. Outside the right-hander, boy, there, that's Spencer Turnbull. And he is a right-hander. 3.9 ERA, he led the Tigers there. And you got four of the other Tigers, Boyd, Fulmer, Casey Mize, and Scooble. Excuse me. Their earned run averages was above 5.00. So they're going to have to work on the pitching. They're going to have to work on some great bullpen work and some stability there. But it's going to be a work in progress for the Detroit Tigers. I do say so myself. Ilitch Holdings today announced that they're going through the process of furloughing and eliminating positions on the business operations side of the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings and other entertainment venues, according to their email they sent to the employees and obtained by the Detroit Free Press on Wednesday. The cost-cutting measures are results of COVID-19 pandemic. The company is notifying employees on Wednesday, according to the email from Chris Grania, Ilitch Holdings Group, president of sports entertainment. The total number of furloughs and layoffs to the employees was not immediately clear. Furloughs for the employees will still receive their benefits. Now, the cutting is only affecting the business side of the Ilitch sports and entertainment empire, which include the venue like Little Caesars Arena, Comerica Park, of course, and also the Fox Theater. You got to add that on in there, too. And with baseball, hockey operations side of the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers will not be impacted by Wednesday's move, a person with direct knowledge of the situation told the Free Press that those things are really on who's going to leave and who's going to get the pink slip, well, or layoff, as I should say, is upcoming. And that's some sad news I have to give at this present time here. If you watch the debate last night, I know I know. I just don't want to say no more about that. That's a, if they ever needed a button to silence a mic, that would have been a perfect place to start that. I mean, poor Chris Wallace didn't have a chance. I would have got up there and got irate with both of them. But, of course, that's only me. That's nobody else here. Oh, boy. I'm going to... Oh, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Stanley Cup champions, and also to the National Hockey League for putting a theater that is second to none, was very good. Indeed, I think it was the best theater look that I have seen in sports in a very, very long time. And they're deserving of all of that there. You know, not saying they did everything right. And then some. And no covert incidents, which is astounding in this day, age, and time. As we see football teams and college catching hell. And hopefully these young kids, their parents went to bat for the kids and said, "No, they football." Don't get caught with COVID-19, because there have been some schools affected. There has been some schedule changes and football in high school in the state of Michigan. Hopefully it doesn't get out of turn and out of touch. I'm going to just say that. And I'm going to end with that, boys and girls. I'm going to end with all of that. I think it's time. I really do. I think it's time. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. It's only Wednesday. We got Thursday and Friday, and I know it's cold outside. Hey, still, wear your mask. Keep social distancing. Wash your hands. And I can say some other things, but I won't do the Red Fox tonight. Hey, I tell you one thing. Butch on Sports is a presentation, as I say, from Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook and also on Podomatic.com, where you can type in SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com. Yes, you can do that. Check all the goodies there. And also, you can catch it on thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. And Monday, especially this upcoming Monday for you fans up in the upper UP, we'll be back on radio again here, boys and girls. Yes, back on ESPN 1400 to do our show with Scott Nason. Also, Dave McKay, EJ Russell, and myself from 6 to 8 o'clock. Hey, we're back. If we can get the old radio.com thing going on with the station, then you down here, down south in Michigan, can hear the show too. I'm out of here, Butch on Sports. Have a great, great weekend. Again, wear that mask.